From Tidbits, on October 29th, 2012, this is Apple Introduces the iPad Mini and Fourth Generation iPad by Tanya Angst. With over 100 million iPads sold since inception, Apple was sitting pretty when Senior Vice President of Worldwide Marketing Phil Schiller revealed the long-rumored iPad Mini, and without making a single honey, I shrunk the iPad joke. More surprising was what led up to the iPad Mini, the unexpected announcement of a fourth-generation iPad to replace the third-generation iPad. As you would expect from its name, the iPad Mini is somewhat smaller than the other iPads, with dimensions of 7.9 by 5.3 inches. That's 200 by 135 millimeters. In comparison, the iPad 2 is 9.5 by 7.3 inches. That's 241 by 186 millimeters. The iPad Mini is also slightly thinner, 0.28 inches or 7.2 millimeters, and about half as heavy at 0.68 pounds or 308 grams. Inside the iPad Mini's black slash slate or white slash silver case, the iPad Mini features an A5 processor, the same as in the iPad 2, but it boasts several hardware upgrades over that older model, including improved cameras, a front-facing 720p capable FaceTime camera for video chat, and a rear-facing 5-megapixel EyeSight camera for photos, a better 4G/LTE cellular radio and corresponding nano SIM slot, Bluetooth 4.0, and a Wi-Fi radio that Apple claims can achieve twice as fast Wi-Fi speeds. In the real world, assume it could be up to 50% faster. Also see an article that my colleague Glenn Fleischman wrote for Tidbits this week called How Apple Doubled iPad Wi-Fi Throughput for more info on that. Perhaps more important, the iPad Mini's 7.9-inch screen has exactly the same number of pixels, 1024 by 768, as the iPad 2. That means that apps designed for the iPad's 9.7-inch screen will look exactly the same on the iPad Mini, with no need for developers to create special versions, as they have had to do for the iPhone 5's taller screen. Notably, the iPad Mini screen is not a Retina display. It has 163 pixels per inch, that's PPI, as compared to the iPad 2's 132 PPI, and the third generation iPad's 264 PPI. With a starting price of $329 for the 16GB model, the iPad Mini has become the cheapest member of the iPad line. Like its larger brethren, the iPad Mini comes in 16GB, 32GB, and 64GB capacities for both Wi-Fi only. That'll cost you $329, $429, or $529, depending on how many gigabytes you get. Or you can add a cellular radio, and then your pricing goes up to $459 for the 16GB model, $559 for the 32GB model, and $659 for the 64GB model. The cellular data options in the United States now include Sprint, as well as Verizon and AT&T. Apple also redesigned the smart cover for the Mini, and that cover will be available in a few different colors. The fourth generation iPad. Remember how annoying it was when Apple referred to the third generation iPad as the, quote, new iPad, unquote? Well, that chicken has come home to roost, since the third generation iPad is now no longer new. In fact, it isn't even for sale, while the sensibly named iPad 2 remains available. Replacing the third-generation iPad is the fourth-generation iPad, which looks just like its predecessor, but boasts a new A6X chip that Apple claims will double the performance for CPU and graphics processing, as well as an improved front-facing camera that offers 720p HD video for a clearer video chat experience. As with the iPad Mini, the fourth-generation iPad has Wi-Fi that Apple claims is going to be twice as fast. Apple's marketing name for this new iPad is iPad with Retina display. That name will be nearly as confusing as new iPad in another generation or two. Pricing and storage options for the fourth generation iPad remain the same as for previous models, with Wi-Fi only costing $499, $599, and $699, depending on how many gigabytes of storage you get, and adding that cellular radio, boosting your pricing to $629, $729, or $829, again depending on how much storage you get. Their choices in both cases are 16 gigabytes, 32 gigabytes, or 64 gigabytes. Lightning continues to strike. The Lightning cable, which Apple introduced last month for the iPhone 5, 5th generation iPod Touch, and 7th generation iPod Nano, makes its debut in the iPad world with these new models. In case there was any confusion, Schiller mentioned that all Lightning cables work identically among all these new Apple devices. He also noted that several adapters are now available, so you can connect from Lightning to USB, Lightning to VGA, Lightning to HDMI, and he even showed a Lightning-compatible SD card reader. Making the decision. Anyone shopping for a new iPad will now have to choose between the smaller iPad mini and the more substantial fourth-generation iPad with its Retina display. The first and third generation iPads are no longer available from Apple, though the 16GB model of the iPad 2 continues to hang on at a reduced price. The smaller size and lower price tag of the iPad mini will help it compete against the many models of Kindle, Nook, and various Android tablets that are smaller and cheaper than the larger iPad. Apple is certainly aware of this, and they spent a surprising amount of time during the announcement dissecting differences between the iPad mini and the Google Nexus 7 tablet, which is still a good bit cheaper at $199 for 8 gigabytes of storage and $249 for 16 gigabytes. Only time will tell if the form factor of the iPad mini will prove significantly popular. Its size does make it more portable, certainly, but that small size will also make the device harder to type on for those who haven't mastered thumb typing. In Apple's elegant iPad mini ad, the camera shows someone playing the piano in the GarageBand app on a fourth generation iPad with multiple fingers. The camera then pans to show a single finger playing the same app on an iPad mini. Also, I wonder if the iPad mini's smaller pixels will prove difficult to read, though our own Jeff Carlson had some hands-on time with the iPad mini in the press room after Apple's announcement, and he said that the screen looked nice and not squished at all. He also wrote up his impressions for the Seattle Times in an article called, "iPad Mini Looks Like a Good Fit." That article's worth a read. Still, if you have trouble reading type in small sizes, I suggest that you examine the iPad mini in person before buying one. If size is your key feature, it's also worth considering if the fifth generation iPod Touch might be a better option, since it isn't a whole lot different from the iPad mini in terms of specs, apart from the smaller physical screen and lack of cellular data support. And the iPad mini costs only $299 for 32 gigabytes of storage and $399 for 64 gigabytes. I don't expect that many people who own the iPad 2 or third generation iPad will buy an iPad mini right away, since it simply doesn't offer that much extra. Given my family's collection of previous iPads, we're certainly not getting one, nor do we see any reason to get a fourth generation iPad. Owners of the original iPad might be more interested, thanks to the faster performance and cameras, as well as the smaller size. Given its pricing, I believe the iPad mini will attract mostly people who really want the smaller form factor, rather than just those who are price conscious and can get either the even smaller 32GB 5th generation iPod Touch for $30 less than the 16GB iPad mini, or the larger 16GB iPad 2 for only $70 more than an iPad mini. As with the three 13-inch MacBooks, Apple is now making consumers think harder than ever before about features versus price. Apple has said that the Wi-Fi-only models of both the iPad mini and the fourth-generation iPad will ship on the 2nd of November 2012 in numerous countries. The cellular models should begin to become available in mid-November, beginning just in the United States and rolling out more slowly to other countries. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, Intego, ScanSnap, and DOS Keyboard. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Tanya Angst, and thanks for listening.